Station 20. The University of Lucerne from its birth to the present day. The University of Lucerne was founded in 2000, the official date of birth being the 1st of October 2000, the date on which the University Act came into force. The university's youth years were marked by strong growth. When it was founded, there were two faculties. These distinct units, organized according to disciplines, were the Faculty of Theology and the Faculty of Humanities. On the university's first birthday in 2001, the newly founded Faculty of Law took up its teaching. Later, new subjects and thus new organizational units were added. These were the Faculty of Economics in 2016 and the Department of Health Sciences and Medicine in 2019, within which the first master's students in medicine started their training in autumn 2020. The establishment of a new university has the advantage that much can be planned from scratch without having to carry old ballast. In 1999, Switzerland co-signed the Lisbon Declaration. This heralded the so-called Bologna Reform, the reform of the European higher education area. The newly founded University of Lucerne took advantage of this opportunity and was the first Swiss university to offer a Bologna course in law. A wide variety of disciplines has come together at the university to offer multi- and interdisciplinary courses. In these courses, social issues are not only analyzed from the perspective of one discipline. Instead, they are understood as a system. To understand such systems, different disciplinary perspectives combine, and a wide variety of scientific methods is applied. These so-called integrated study programs have become a trademark of the University of Lucerne. They provide its graduates with the necessary tools for the future challenges in the professional world. In addition to the interdisciplinary aspects, different linguistic and cultural perspectives are also valuable. Thus, the University of Lucerne also offers several courses in cooperation with other universities, both in French-speaking Switzerland and abroad. The understanding of such systems is also eminent in research. For example, the university promotes internal research foci in which academics jointly examine current social issues. These include the transformation of the family in the context of migration and globalization, or the role of religion as a factor for social integration. Today, researchers at the University of Lucerne are globally networked and recognized. The University of Lucerne also cooperates well with the other higher education institutions in the city. For example, it operates joint programs for students and staff, such as the University Sports and the Campus Orchestra, together with the Lucerne University of Teacher Education and the Lucerne University of Applied Sciences and Arts. In teaching and research, the university works closely with many regional stakeholders from the health sector, such as the Paraplegic Center in Nordwil, as well as Lucerne's hospitals. In addition, the university offers joint continuing education courses in leadership, for example with the Army Training Center in Lucerne, or the International Red Cross in Geneva. Overall, in the last 20 years, the University of Lucerne has developed into a higher education institution focusing on the human sciences, and it ideally complements the technical universities and full universities of Switzerland. After 20 years, there is much to be pleased about. This in the knowledge that the University of Lucerne, which had started out with fewer than 300 students in its founding year in 2000, today counts 3,500 students. With four faculties, a department, and two academies, it has a successful launching phase behind it and is ready to master the challenges of the future.